Globalist Polish government pushes Scottish-style hate speech law with 3 years in prison. By Kurt Zindelka on April 7, 2024. The recently installed globalist government of Eurocrat Donald Tusk is seeking to amend the criminal code of the country to criminalize incitement to hatred against the LGBT community with 3 years in prison. The first week of Scotland's extreme hate speech law may have descended into a shambles. But that isn't stopping other progressive governments from giving it a go. With Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk's Ministry of Justice seeking to implement similar speech restrictions to those imposed in Scotland. The amendment to the Polish Criminal Code, which was proposed at the behest of leftist Minister of Justice Adam Bodnar last month, according to a document released by TVN24 reporter Radomir Witt, would cover inciting hatred based on national, ethnic, racial, religious differences or due to non-denomination, disability, age, gender, sexual orientation or sexual identity, for which offenders would face up to 3 years in prison. According to Polish attorney Bartosz Lewandowski, the law could result in people being prosecuted for declaring that you can only be a man or a woman or for refusing to use someone's so-called preferred pronouns. The amendment would also criminalize statements such as transgenderism is a mental disorder or even quoting Bible scripture condemning homosexuality, he claimed. Lewandowski said that by his reading of the amendment, the law would essentially criminalize any criticism towards the LGBT community. This week, Law and Justice, Peace, parliamentarian Marek Ast blasted the attempts by the left-wing globalist government to impose extreme censorship of the Polish people. Ast described the proposed amendment as an assassination of freedom of speech and thinking, adding, "This government does not want citizens to be free to express their opinions. We are introduced to such rules as in a totalitarian state." In January, the government's progressive minister of equality Katarzyna Kotula argued that hate speech laws, particularly surrounding the LGBT community, would need to be strengthened in order to facilitate the Catholic country's march towards legalizing same-sex unions, warning that hate still flows on the internet and right-wing media. Kotula went on to argue that the globalist government was put in power in large part thanks to women and young people. And in both groups, equality, minority and women's rights are absolutely priority issues. Deputy Minister of Justice Krzysztof Smysek, an openly gay man, has also called for the criminalization of hate speech against LGBT people, saying, "The time has come to ban disgusting, homophobic and discriminatory statements in public space." While Prime Minister Tusk has a governing majority in the Sejm Parliament, with his two left-wing party coalition partners, it is unclear if the government has enough votes to supersede a potential veto from Conservative Peace President Andrzej Duda. To override a presidential veto, a three-fifths majority vote is required. However, Tusk currently only controls 239 seats in the 460-member parliament, short of the 276 votes needed. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.